Monday, 17th week, Ordinary Time 2. Reading 1. The Lord said to me, "Go buy yourself a linen loincloth. Wear it on your loins, but do not put it in water." I bought the loincloth as the Lord commanded and put it on. A second time the word of the Lord came to me thus, "Take the loincloth which you bought and are wearing, and go now to Pereth. There, hide it in a cleft of the rock." Obedient to the Lord's command, I went to Pereth and buried the loincloth. After a long interval, the Lord said to me, "Now go to the Pereth and fetch the loincloth, which I told you to hide there." Again I went to Pereth, sought out and took the loincloth from the place where I had hid it, but it was rotted, good for nothing. Then the message came to me from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, "So also I will allow the pride of Judah to rot, the great pride of Jerusalem. This wicked people who refuse to obey my words, who walk in the stubbornness of their hearts, and follow strange gods to serve and adore them, shall be like this loincloth, which is good for nothing. For as close as the loincloth clings to a man's loin, so had I made the whole house of Israel, and the whole house of Judah cling to me, says the Lord, to be my people, my renown, my praise, my beauty. But they did not listen." The Gospel of Matthew 13, verses 31 through 35. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them another parable. The king of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what was lain hidden from the foundation of the world." Theme: faith must increase. If not, it will decrease and become lost. Faith is a priceless gift which God gives to people through the preaching of preachers. God's duty is to make their faith grow stronger every day. To help their faith to grow, suffering is necessary. If there is no suffering, people have no opportunity to show their faith in God. Today's readings use 3 different images to highlight the necessity of staying close to God if people want to have their faith. If people don't want their faith to decrease or become lost. In the first reading, God commanded the prophet Jeremiah to buy a linen waistcloth and to hide it in a cleft of the rock in Euphrates. After a while, he commanded the prophet to come and take it back, but it was rotted. This symbolic action implies that the Judahites and the Israelites are like the waistcloth. If it wasn't hung around their owner, the Lord, they shall be rotted. They shall be rotten and useless. If it wasn't hung around their owners, it would rot and be useless. In the Gospel, Jesus gave his audience 2 examples of faith. It was compared to a mustard seed. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, when it grows, it becomes a big tree. so that the birds of the air come and dwell in its branches. Faith is also like yeast. Faith is also like yeast mixed with the wheat flour. It rises until the whole batch is leavened. Analysis, reading 1. Israel was likened as the linen waistcloth. Men of old times did not wear trousers as we do today. Instead, they used a long cloth to wrap around their loins. Looking up to the cross, we see Jesus also wrapped in a waistcloth around his loins, according to Jewish tradition. The purpose of the passage is to say that the valuable waistcloth must be wrapped around its owner as the Israelites must be to their God. The Euphrates, 600 miles, or Pharaon, 4 miles. After the prophet Jeremiah bought the linen waistcloth and wrapped it around his loin, God commanded him to unwrap it and to go to the Euphrates region, Babylon of old and Iraq today, and hide it in a cleft of a rock there. The hidden waistcloth was useless when it was no longer used by its owner. This image is used to forewarn the exile of the Judahites to Babylon in 587 BC. There were two different opinions about the location where the waistcloth was hidden. One opinion said the location was Pharaon, which was only 4 miles from Antioch, Jeremiah's residency to the northeast. Aquila followed this opinion because he said that Euphrates of Babylon is too far for a person to walk. The prophet must walk 600 miles to hide the waistcloth and another 600 miles to take it back. The Septuagint thought the hidden place was in Euphrates in Babylon, because this was the place that the Israelites would be in exile. The Septuagint's opinion has a more sound reason. However, it is only a symbolic action. This passage can be understood as a parable. The meaning of the passage. This must be a lesson for the Israelites. The prophet wanted to say that the Israelites are like the linen waistcloth, which must be hung to their owner, who is God. But if they are so full of pride and deny living close to God, they shall be in exile in a foreign land and be destroyed, as was the useless waistcloth. Due to their pride, the Israelites denied listening to God through the prophet's oracles. They wanted to act according to their own will, not to God's will. They turned their backs to God and chased after foreign gods and worshiped them. The prophets wanted to tell them that if they wanted to be God's famous nation, his pride and glory, they must cling to God as the waistcloth, but they denied listening to him. Therefore, thus says the Lord, so also I will allow the pride of Judah to rot, the great pride of Jerusalem. This wicked people who refuse to obey my words, who walk in the stubbornness of their hearts, and follow strange gods to serve and adore them, shall be like this loincloth, which is good for nothing. For as close as the loincloth clings to a man's loins, so had I made the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah cling to me, says the Lord, to be my people, my renown, my praise, my beauty, but they did not listen. Gospel: the mystery of the kingdom of heaven is compared as a mustard seed. In Palestine, the seed of a mustard can become as large as a 3 or 4 meter tree, not like that of the mustard of the Oriental region, which is only a vegetable. The main point which Jesus wanted to emphasize is that though it is the smallest of all the seeds, it has the potential to become a big tree, so that birds of the sky can make their nests in its branches. Our faith is likened as a mustard seed by Jesus. Though small, but with God's strength, it can move a mountain. Nothing is impossible to the one who has a strong faith in God. The kingdom of heaven is compared to the small mustard seeds. That could grow to be many trees and give many more seeds for many more seed, more trees, etc. There shall be a day when the earth is full of mustard trees. Like that, the kingdom of heaven begins with the faith of one person and then is spread out to many until the earth is full of believers. A yeast for flour. 3 measures of wheat flour are enough to feed one family. To bakers, they can recognize the importance of yeast. If they bake flour without yeast, the flour just turns into something like fortune cookies, which can only feed one person. But if they used yeast and let the flour rise to the max before baking, they shall become loaves which can feed a whole family. Like the parable of the mustard seed, the kingdom of heaven is compared to the hand of the yeast, Though it begins with a small number of apostles and disciples, but when it spreads out, it becomes numerous and immeasurable. The number of believers today is about half of the population of the world. Application in life. Our life is only meaningful when we are closely connected with God. The more we live far away from God, the more meaningless our life is. Our faith is from God, and the contributions of our ancestors, like the mustard seeds, exist because of the previous tree. Our duty is to continue to help faith grow and extend to the ends of the earth. Our faith needs to grow by God's words and sacraments. If not, it will be decreased and lost. A strong faith can help us to do all things. Our faith needs to be nourished and supported by the local church and the universal church, so that it can stand firm before trials and temptation in life.